right. What's going on? What's going on? You're now tuned in to Life and Love with
Erica
and Sean here on the network that got what you need.
That's right, because we got what you need.
At least that's what we be saying. That's what we be saying.
Nah, that's the thing. We gonna believe that and make everybody else believe it too.
Hey, as much as I've been putting on for with this brand, this name, it definitely got what you need.
Yeah.
I mean.
Nah, you've been riding with got what you need for a while.
Yeah, before I met you.
Since your early days. Yeah,
it's been my company for a long time. Mm-hmm. Many different iterations.
Yeah.
Now I would say, media-based company now.
Yes.
Media-based, Mm-hmm. Add more content media-based things.
Yeah.
We got a couple shows we create, and that's going to be pretty fun. I'm going to start shooting those. The user shooting things soon. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to finally sit down and do this short film. Yeah. I think I got enough to handle, do what I need to do. I'm going to start shooting
a
short film. Both of them. I got two of them. So, yeah. Both of them.
One of them I definitely know I'm excited for. The one that you did tell me about.
You're right. Well, you know about both of them.
Okay.
But the one you're excited for is because you might be in it. That's the only reason.
Starring your girl, by the way.
Whoa, I didn't say starring. We do it too much. Even my family, I make y'all work. So how you doing, baby?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing groovy, man. Yeah. We as you can see, we're sitting a little bit different. So the studio is also Sean's world, aka me, my man Cave. Mm-hmm. And we're working on improving the studio section, which is like over here. So with us improving the studio section, is not ready yet.
Yeah. We're under construction.
Right. So once it's ready, then we'll rotate back over there in that area. Over here is where I sit and watch the game. So you see this blue wall. Some of this wall is changing. Like the rest of it is going to be blue. We use it for when we people come by for interviews or conversations. Mm-hmm. I have them sign the wall,
like the interview wall
and write on it and stuff like that. I had the kids draw on it. Mm-hmm. We draw on it. I mean, anybody that comes by, I have them do something on this wall. So right now, it's the backdrop to what we have going on. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's get things started. Let's get things going in the show. First topic of today is, do you think you have your own identity within our marriage?
Yes, sir.
Huh? You think you do?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I didn't, it wouldn't been a relationship.
You don't think so?
To be honest, no. But I do have my own identity because I can, I do what I want to do.
Right.
I still can be my own person and do my own little personal things without you having to be there all the time or really putting a whole lot of input in it.
Right.
So, yes, when I do go places, I do tell you, hey, I'm going over here or whatever, or, expect me back at this time. But for the most part,
it's kind look, of do your
he
thing.
Know I'm out.
Yeah.
If I'm going too long, then you be like, hey, are you good? You ask me if I'm good.
Right.
But then he know, okay, I'm over here in this area. I'm doing me.
And only ask that one time because your ass was supposed to be at work. He was out doing the most. That was it.
Don't
call your ass right now.
Don't call me
other
out.
Other than that, I don't say shit.
Right. I was like, oh, shit, he right. Get my butt back. Long.
I'll say I do now. At one point, I didn't think I did. Mm-hmm. At one point in our early days, I didn't think I had my own identity. I felt I felt like I lost myself for a while
because
I was so engulfed with everything family. What I'm saying? And I didn't do nothing for me. So I didn't do shit for me. And then that's when I started buying like mad shoes for a while because I was like, I got to do something for me.
I remember.
And I went on a spree of just buying tons of damn shoes. Going crazy.
And I still see the receipts.
So I did do that for a while.
Yeah.
And then now I'm at a healthy balance when it comes to that. But at one point I didn't think I didn't feel like I had an identity, had my own identity anymore. I really felt like I lost myself. It's funny though. I had told Don C. I said, "Yeah, I just got these 11s, these Jordan 11s," and I said, "On the 13th, I'm picking up these other joints." She said, "Oh, you back at it?" She said, "You back at it? Things are good." Started having me rolling. She was like, "Oh, finances must be good. You back?" I said, "No, Erica bought these first ones because you know me. I'll tell you I'm broke." She'd be laughing. I'd be like, "I'm broke. I ain't got nothing.
It'd be a lie.
I ain't got it.
It'd be a good old lie.
I ain't got it. Mm-hmm. If I ain't got it, I ain't got it." But I do now. I definitely do now. I do have an identity within our relationship. I think it's important for everybody to have their own identity because you will get lost in everything that's going on within the marriage.
Nah, you're right.
So I think it's very important that you have your own identity. Go out and do your own thing. I take myself to the movies all the time. To a point where the wife will buy me gift cards.
Yeah, here, go.
You know what I mean? A little gift card to the movies, to the AMC or the Regal. And I hit the Regal. I'll be in there watching new flicks that come out. Shit, I'm going in a couple of days. Shit, some shit that's coming out I'm about to go and watch.
Yeah.
By myself. So, you know what I mean? I don't see anything wrong with that. That's something that's self-care in my book. You know what I mean?
Nah, it is.
Sometimes I just go for a ride. Yeah. Shit, I haven't done that as much as I used to, but I'll just go for a ride, shoot a corner or two.
Yep. Now you're right.
You know what I mean?
It is a part of self-care because men, y'all really don't have like a lot of things to do. Y'all only can go to the barbershop. Go to Lowe's, Home Depot, you know.
That should be about the house. You know what I mean?
It's really not a whole lot of place, you know, that y'all can go. Nope. You know, for us.
And I ain't going to no bar. And I'm not going to no.
No, you're not really
fucking
going
strip
there.
Club and shit like that. Especially not around here. Strip clubs around here trash.
Nah, ain't right.
So it's like.
Yeah.
It just, you know what I mean? You got to find something to do for yourself. Yeah. You got to get out there and get out your comfort zone and do some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah.
Yeah. But also another thing that I want to bring up with the identity thing with this whole thing, business wise.
Right.
When we first, you know, started all this, or when I came into the play with all of this, I didn't had my own identity in this. Right.
No, you didn't. No.
So I am now, you know, getting into the feel of it and, you know, understanding what is what. You know, because you let me in and you explain things to me and you know, have me to be a part of it.
Yeah, jump started.
Yeah.
And you just gotta see it.
That also helped me too, because now I feel like, okay, I can venture out. I can do this on my own. I feel more confident.
Right.
Yeah. And
now you have. I often hate that you kind of don't do talk with E no more, because you did such a good job with it, and it was really our highest rated podcast on the network for a very long time. You know what I mean? I think once you figure out what you want to do with that, get right back to it.
Yeah.
But even with Life and Love, you've grown a voice, a bigger voice on on this podcast and during these discussions.
Yeah.
Where it's not me leading the charge and getting you to, you know, say more, or trying to push you into, you know, expanding on your topic. Like just now, what you're just saying, you found your voice within this. You know what I'm saying? For a long time, I felt like I was always pushing you to like, yo, speak more. Now, you have like a lot of good ideas.
I'm definitely more confident now on
it. Right.
Yeah.
That'd be the only thing. Speak more, Nick.
Yeah.
All right, next. What do you do to take time for yourself? So what do you do? It's a two-part question. I'll ask the other parts later. What do you do to take time for yourself?
Okay. Well, as y'all know, or may not know, I really don't do too much things. My thing is, which is you always say that, that's not, you know, consider some you time, you know, me going to the grocery store or something.
Right.
You know, just me going to the store by myself. Like, you know, I like to go shopping like on the weekends or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's part of my time. And when I go without the kids, you know, lately, like a couple weeks ago, you know, I started taking like one of them with me or whatever.
They both.
No, can't do both.
They both stupid.
I refuse to do both. Okay. And I refuse to actually go shopping with the kids. Like, that's not my thing.
Nah, I wouldn't either.
I'm not doing that.
They old enough to post up like a thumbtack.
Yeah, they are. But I feel like that's my time.
Right.
You know, I go get my nails done. That's my time.
Right.
You know, stuff like that. Just me being outside of this house it's right. kind of like my time.
Right, right.
And I know you don't feel like that. You know, when you was like, you got to get out of the house. Like, he really needs to get out the house.
I got to.
He
got to
go somewhere.
Yeah.
He's not like me because I'm constantly moving around all the time in here. So my time flies by. Yeah, sometimes I get into the mood of, man, I want to go somewhere. You know, I want to hang out, you know, with some girls and, you know, and talk and, you know, laugh right. and have a drink like or something, whatever. Right. But then other times it's like, you know, I'm at home. I love my home.
Right, right.
You know, because
right.
this is my number one spot right here. So it's like I'm constantly moving around and doing stuff in here. So
no, I get it. So I get it. I know for I don't really go out. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's not my thing. But yeah, I can't say that because I find myself I'll be at the computer for mad long, and next you know, 2 days pass.
Oh
by.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? For and for me, it's like I gotta mm-hmm. get. That's why I'm like taking a more push like to redo my man cave and kind of get my place set up, get my space set up because. Yeah. I gotta get a, like a, I gotta get away from the computer and away yeah. from just a common area. I need yeah. an area for me to kind of unwind.
Yeah,
stuff like that. But like what I do, man, I don't do as much as I used to. Like I'll go to the gym. That's for me. I like going to the gym. I haven't been in a couple of days. It's been so busy. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm probably gonna definitely go tonight, but I haven't gone in a couple of days. It's been so busy. But to the gym, you know what I mean? Watch my Eagles play or my Pistons play. I know that's wild, a Detroit team and a Philadelphia team, but those are my teams. You know what I'm saying? Just time me. I think the podcast is another piece of me just doing something I like to do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get into probably doing more of like my husband talks and things like that, really, mm-hmm. really pushing that. I probably won't do the sit down anymore. I think I'm going to take that off the plate, but the mm-hmm. husband talks, I think I'm going to do that a lot more, do those conversation pieces. But,
okay.
I don't, you know what, man, I've been to all the clubs and the parties so much. I'm cool on that. I'm about to be 45 in a hot minute.
Right.
So I'm cool on that. I think I need to find a good bar, like a little speakeasy spot.
Yeah.
Some place to go play some pool and shit like that.
Yeah.
But we live in Clayton, North Carolina. You know what I mean? There ain't nothing out there. You know what I mean?
Might as well get a pool table and put it right here.
Right. And I ain't about to do that because my space is already limited until we move into a new spot.
Yeah.
you know what I'm saying? So I think just finding a happy medium mm-hmm. with things to do and just doing them. I'm so used to moving around.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad part is once I start moving, I say I'll be moving around again. I go on, go home and sit down because I'm the same way. Like the home is my comfort zone. This is where I'm comfortable at. This is where I love to be.
Exactly.
I love being home, so I'd rather be at home. Yeah. I don't mind getting aggravated by the boys. They, if I'm outside, they're going to call me and aggravate me. What you doing? Where you at?
And why
are you over there?
They're going to FaceTime. They're going to see you.
Who with you? Why are you over there?
Yeah,
you with Corey? No, you with Trey? You with Trey? Devon now because he be clowning Trey. Uh-huh. You with Corey? They be like, he's they be killing me. You know what I mean? So I think that's the one thing. But next part is I think we answered. We did pretty much answer that second part. So we don't need to say that. All right, how valuable is trust to you?
Mm-hmm.
And do you trust me?
Trust is very valuable.
Uh huh.
Very. That's trust is up there with communication.
Right.
If I can't trust you,
right,
then why am I with you?
Right, I agree.
Yeah. I gotta trust you and I gotta feel comfortable with you.
Mm.
You know. I'm safe when I'm with you.
Right.
So I trust you.
Okay.
You've never given me a reason to not trust you. Never. So you've always been, you know, stand up. As far as I know,
right,
you know,
right, yeah.
always been stand up. So
I'm home too much to do anything untrustworthy. I'm home way too much. I'm at the crib. I'm too lazy. I ain't got time for other people's emotions and thoughts.
Unless she's a remote girl, like she do stuff over the internet. That's it.
And I ain't about to be.
It's no face to face.
I don't need to be playing with my man like that. So. We ain't doing none of that, so
right.
You can give me. I feel the same way, though. I look.
Yeah,
I think our actions speak louder. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, I know I trust you. You haven't given me any reason to not trust you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You've never not once given me a reason to be like, yeah, I don't trust what you say, or I don't trust what you're doing.
Yeah.
I don't trust that she's going over there. And that's why we don't do all that phone checking and location checking and all that shit. No. And we all have each other passwords. I have the time to be remembering, but we all have each other passwords.
Yeah, we do.
We all on each other's social media.
Yeah.
I say all the time, if you truly, truly know me, you know my password. Yeah. You know what I mean? So the kids know my password. Kids be in my phone, so I damn sure ain't doing nothing, because I don't want the kids to find nothing. The kids be all through my goddamn phone. Davon to be all on my darn web browser, YouTube. He'd grab my phone, play the game.
You show him a picture, and they start swiping.
Yep. Shoot, that's why we can't send each other nothing crazy.
No, you gotta delete it.
Yep.
Immediately.
The boys don't give a fuck. They'll yell out. Davon will yell out, Trey texting you. Darrell just called you, but I hit the hang up button.
He be reading my tab. I'm like, sir,
right? Don't read my
this
shit.
This is for me, not you.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He told me one time, why Trey be cussing in the text? But I said, why you read my text message?
He read enough phone to see all of that.
Yeah,
that
get means on my phone.
He ain't too long.
Shoot, and he just laughed, gave back the phone. You know, Sean got the deep voice now. Dad, somebody calling you.
Right.
All right, bro. I'll call him back in a minute. It's Nana. I'm like, I'll definitely call. I'll call her back in a minute.
Look, speaking of the deep voice, for the past week, whenever Deshaun would talk, I'm thinking it's you.
Yeah, his voice turning into mine. Yeah.
It's just, forgetting you it's just a light here beat doing your thing. Uh-huh. And he can be up there because, you know, his voice, it carries now.
Yep,
and
it sounds
just like you. And I don't know who is who. And it had me messed up.
And you can't just say Sean because that's two. Yeah. Two Seans.
And it's like both going to answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. His voice is getting deeper. It's funny.
Boy, growing up,
I be telling you, get the fuck from around me. Lower your voice, boy. Talking to me like that. He just be laughing. Why you so mean, old man?
Boy.
But yeah, trust is it. Yeah. Trust is key. I agree with you totally. It's up there with communication.
Yeah.
Once you don't have no trust, the relationships start fading to black. I don't understand these relationships where y'all got to do all this checking behind each other, joint social media accounts. Mm-hmm. I gotta be able to go into your check your location, see where you at. Yo, we not doing none of that.
We got that location on, and I don't even look at that thing. You got my location. I'm like, oh, you right.
I do. I tell you all the time. You got my location, dog. You want to know where I'm at? Just look at the location.
Right.
I don't cut that shit on. Shit, Sean looks at it. Dad, I see where you at.
At it more.
And we know Doncia look.
Yes.
So
our mother looks.
Right. Mother daughter looks. So I know. I don't care, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, but for me, I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't got to worry about none of that shit. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, so
you give a person one time to not trust
and
you,
plus,
that's when you got an issue.
Right. Plus, you know what I mean? I say all the time, ain't no need for me to go out there. You do everything that I like. So what are we doing?
Yeah, you're right.
You willing and able. You try anything once or twice, even three times. So
I sure would.
So it's like, what the fuck am I? What are we doing out here?
I ain't going to share it. I'd be like, nah.
Right.
I'm opposed to that. Nah, I try it out.
Right.
As long as it ain't going to kill me.
Right, we here. Shoot.
Shit, am I going to die? No, baby.
And as long we've been together, how long we've been married? Shit.
Well, 14 years, 13 years.
Yeah, 13. Shit. 13 years. If we ain't done everything, we wildin'.
14 years is coming up soon.
Oh, like, it is 14.
Like, it seemed like 4 months ago we just celebrated
13. I was thinking we just got done doing 12. I think we're going on 13.
Okay.
I think we're going on 13.
See, how long we've been together.
Yeah, I think we're going on 13. I had to think about it because you still got the 11s up in the room because I ain't never bought you a 12.
Yeah. So
I bought you a 12. It was the big Jones.
But it's still, yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're right. It's going on 13.
Yeah, it's going on 13 because we got married in what? 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going on 13. Hey. Oh, we got to do some 13 things.
I'm spending all this money going to this goddamn island, which I'm not telling you where we're going. We're going to do a pod from the island, though. Okay, I'm just taking the tablet. Okay. I'm just taking the tablet, and I'm going to have the little mic joints to put on our shirt. We're gonna do a pod from the island. That'd be fire. That'd be dope.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna do that. Mm-hmm. We'll do a pod from the island. We'll do a life of love from the fucking island. That'd be fire. That would be fire, right?
It would be.
Especially that room, expensive ass room. Next. If we had 24 hours to strengthen our relationship, what questions are we asking each other? I don't know, man.
Do you love me?
You definitely. I'm not.
Do you trust me?
If you ask me, do I love you? I might punch you. No, I'm not answering that question. I don't love you, Nick. No.
We got to strengthen this relationship. Strengthen, we got
24 hours to strengthen our relationship. All right. What question will you ask?
Do you love me? Do you trust me?
The questions I'm going to ask is for love after dark.
Yeah.
So I can't.
Why did I thought that in my head?
For love after dark. So I can't even ask that on the main show. Love after dark is coming soon, though.
Like, baby, let me know how much you love me by doing that. Give me your best. I was like, don't challenge me, boy. I love a challenge.
She get it. She get it. She get it.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
We got 24 hours to live.
No, we ain't got 24 hours to live. I ain't doing that. 24 hours to strengthen marriage, strengthen the relationship.
That should be an easy one.
What are the non-negotiable values to you in our relationship? Mm-hmm. What do you expect? What are the non-negotiables?
Things that are going to be non-negotiable is.
I think we need to name the pod that what we got there.
Non-negotiable.
Okay. Yeah.
Stuff that we don't currently do now.
Right.
Well, no. Things that we do.
Yeah, right.
Things that we do now we're good. Are non-negotiable. We got to keep doing those.
And I think it's the main thing that we talked about. Trust is a non-negotiable. We got to be able to trust each other.
Yeah.
Respect, that's a non-negotiable.
Yeah.
We got to have a level of respect for each other.
Yeah.
Understanding, I feel like understanding, communication. You was about to say communication. Mm-hmm. Understanding, people don't realize you gotta understand each other. We're not the same person. We're not the same person.
Right.
People change all the time. Mm-hmm. We have to give each other grace and understanding for changes and things that may happen within.
Boy, let me tell you something about that grace. Let me tell you something. As you get older, you realize what that word grace is, what it means. You got to slow it down. You got to allow that thing because
you gotta have some grace. You got to.
You do.
You got to. You know what I mean? Sure.
Like people always say, you know, marriage is hard. You know, we always say is what you make out it. Of
I always
it.
Think it's what you make.
You know,
it.
Is what you make out of it. And I guess people say it's hard because it's like a lot of. Back and forth, you know, it's not just about you. It's about learning.
See, that to me, that's the problem with people. When people say it's hard, they're making so many things about them.
Yeah.
I don't get this. I don't get that.
Yeah.
I don't, you know what I mean? When it's like, not. Yo, it's not an I no more. No all that I is no I at all.
Nope.
Yes, no. you have I moments, but the whole collective is not I.
So we.
Yep.
Like we in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. If you just always looking at I, self, you're never looking at we or just looking at your other partner, at your partner and seeing what their needs are, what is lacking for them and what you could do to help them. So I always feel like when people say it's hard, marriage is so hard. Mm-hmm. You got to work. No, it ain't. It ain't. Mm-hmm. It's what you make it out to be.
Yep.
If you sit down and you decide that this is what y'all going to do, that's what you're going to do. But when you start thinking selfishly and start thinking about yourself, that's when shit get rough. That's when shit is hard. That's when shit ain't where it need to be.
Yep. You can't be selfish, man.
No, you can't be selfish.
It's not going to work.
It ain't.
When it's one-sided, it got to balance out on each side, man. That scale got to balance.
It's
like either we going to be happy in this thing or we going to be miserable in this thing.
Yep.
And you know, I don't like being miserable.
No,
don't. Like, we can get into a little quick little rant with each other.
But gotta get over
and
it.
I'm ready to apologize.
We gotta get over
it. When I think I shouldn't.
Right.
But I'm ready to apologize because I don't like us not talking. Because this right here is my friend. He's like my best friend here. And
vice versa.
I ain't got nobody else to talk to. It's just me and him.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
You gonna have to talk to me, sir. Sure. I don't
I always go back to when we had like a 2 days of no interaction. We was you know, we still doing our parent stuff. You like, I miss you rubbing my butt.
Yeah.
I started laughing.
Spank my butt.
I started laughing.
Sound like I was a little pouty.
I said, come here, babe. Let me get a hug. Give her a hug. Rub a little booty.
And she was back happy again.
Yup, she did.
Like, you know I miss you and I love you.
And we in the same house. I ain't been nowhere. I'm in the same places that I'm in every day, but we weren't talking. We were not talking. We was giving each other a cold shoulder.
Yeah.
Like a motherfucker. We still asked each other, hey, what you want something to eat?
Yeah,
you need something?
We still did the basic duties.
With the kids around, we still, you know, but we was not doing our normal interactions.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going right in the bed. I'm sleeping in the bed. I ain't sleeping on no couch or nothing. Mm-hmm. Well, I just went to bed late.
I just went
real late because I know I ass sleeping. But she don't be really sleeping when we into it. She ain't really sleeping like that.
I be sleeping. I don't be letting you bother me.
Wide awake. Caparoni. Tossing and turning like a little swirl spinach.
I'm counting sheep, my boy. Okay.
Yeah, you counting the sheep, all right. One sheep. Two sheep.
I ain't gonna let nobody get in the way of my sleep, my beauty rest now. Because I got to be beautiful. Okay.
Cap. All right, next topic is, if you could rid yourself of one bad habit, what would it be?
Dang. What's a bad habit I got?
I mean, I can answer. For me, procrastination. I got a real bad habit of procrastinating sometimes, man, where I just let shit that I know I can knock out quickly, and I take mad long knocking out because I'm procrastinating. When I could just go ahead and get it done.
Yeah, you do have a procrastination.
Yeah, especially when I don't feel like doing some shit.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're right. I got something right now I need to wrap up. I got like two things I need to really wrap up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got three things. Let me rephrase. I have three things I need to wrap up. Three things I need to wrap up.
I don't
up.
Even know.
You ain't got a bad habit? You like?
I don't know. The only habit I ever had was when I used to bite my nails.
Yeah,
like,
you don't do that no more.
But.
Right.
I can't really think of anything.
All right.
I really cannot think of anything.
I might can think of one for you.
What?
Let me hear it. I ain't got none.
What?
I ain't got none.
You can't talk about toothpaste because
you don't do that no more.
We had to switch the toothpaste
for you to not do that no more. So you back in the day we used to use toothpaste. You know, I squeezed the toothpaste from the bottom. This motherfucker was squeezing right from the middle or the top of that shit.
Yeah.
And that shit be looking stupid. I could not stand it. I was to a point where I was close to buying my own toothpaste. I was not dealing with that shit no more. I was like, yeah, I can't deal with this shit no more.
But you could have let me know.
I did 1,000 times.
In a nice way, like in a teachable moment, because apparently that's not something
Erica,
I never squeezed the toothpaste from the bottom. I've never done
that. You say a teachable moment. It's plenty of times I said, hey, babe. Why don't you squeeze it from right here at the bottom? So when we as the tube is going, I gave you the whole detail. I don't be thinking about that stuff when I be brushing. But that's the first thing you combative. You combative. Fresh out the gate. I ain't thinking about that stuff when I be brushing my teeth.
I'd
be like, yo, it'd be great if you did. All right, I'll try. As soon as you brush the teeth again, no. Like, and then I'll push it up. I will push it up. Don't say nothing.
Right.
Still push that bitch right in the middle.
See, my mind is not programmed that way, so.
I'd be like, dog.
I've never done it. But who says that's the right way anyway?
Ain't nobody saying I'm about to be in the right. It's just a cleaner way when you're using especially those type of toothpaste. But now we've upgraded our life with toothpaste. We don't have to worry about that shit. Thank God.
Everybody's happy now.
Everybody.
Everybody's happy.
Yeah, for the most part.
There we go. Whatever.
What are your favorite things to spend money on and why? What are your favorite things to spend chicken on?
Well, I don't spend too much.
Right, right.
But when I do spend money, one thing, I'm going to eat.
I was about to say, you need to say, you okay, because you're going to eat.
I'm going to eat. I don't have no bad habit, you know, no drug, no cigarette, no nothing like that. My thing is, I eat, I spend money on like healthy stuff, you know, supplements, bunch, you know, my herbs and stuff, you know, gotta keep the body right. And candles,
yeah,
you know, stuff, you know, for my house, you know, smell good and, right, you know, stuff like
right
that. I spend my money on stuff like that. Right. I really don't do a lot of outlandish buying.
No.
Yeah.
At one point for me, it used to be sneakers. I've always had a shoe problem.
Yeah. And
now, I'm not going to say sneakers. He all type of shoes.
It out.
I buy all type
proud
of shoes.
Proud of you.
You know, the other shoes I just bought the other day, the right little boot joints.
Yeah.
You know, them Uggs. But see, when I buy for me, I try to buy for either everybody or at least
you do,
depending on the shoe, like the Uggs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bought one for me and her and I. And then she turned around and bought another pair for her and I.
Because I had like how they fit.
Right. when it comes to let's see. Like even sneakers, I'll buy a certain pair and I'll make sure I cop her a pair. Now I'm getting her in the shoes, so she'd be really like, now she, her expectations, she around talking about, I need them Jordan 4s, I need the, I was like, she naming shit now, so she getting into it.
Yep.
And the same thing with the boys.
I ain't buying it though.
No, she ain't buying it. She said that the other day.
Yeah.
I ain't buying it. $200-something, I ain't buying it. So, nope. Electronics. I buy a lot of electronics, computers. I'll upgrade my computer with the quickness. Yeah. I'm ready to upgrade that bit right now. Right now, I'm ready to go buy. But see, the great thing with me, what I do is my stuff is high value items. So the resale value be pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Like we've had this board. She bought this board for me for the start because I really wanted a Rodecaster. I'm thinking about copping the second version, but I'm not getting it. I'm not giving written this. I'm just gonna keep it because we'll have the studio set up soon.
Yeah.
So the board will be in there, multiple boards. So I'm planning on getting the second gen version. So you know, cameras. You know, right now we just, because our location, you know, we on a new wall, we normally run 2 camera system. Well, eventually we're going to run a 3 camera system. So I always upgrade like the tech. I'm the tech guy in the house. All the video games, all the gaming computers,
and
the,
right,
like Davon, Deshaun, LaShawn, all the computers. Erica, she got her laptop. She probably get another one soon. Like, you know, everybody, I upgrade that shit.
Yep.
That's what I do. Yep. Right. We come to the electronics. That's what
IT.
I do. Yeah, I'm IT. Yeah. The internet was fucking up. The router system that we had, it was, you know, we've had it for a long time. We had that router system for at least 5 years. It was time to upgrade. Guess what? I upgraded, bought new joint, and now we shaking and baking.
Yeah, back rolling.
Should be growing strong. Internet be strong around the house.
Yeah, yes it do. That thing be strong. It'd be strong.
So yeah, I'm the electronic guy. So I'm all that tech shit.
Yeah, whatever need fixing.
That's probably my habits.
Whatever needs addition.
Right. I ain't gonna call it a bad habit either. It's not a bad habit.
Nah, it's just a good skill to have.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite.
It's a good skill to have.
I like the cop shit.
Yeah.
But the resale value, these mics and stuff, you know, we can reuse and stuff, but I can set up a podcast kit and I can sell it like crack in the '80s and people will buy it. So
they bought that.
Yeah. So I know they'll buy it. So that's the great thing about it. But that's about it.
Yeah.
That's about it. Got anything else you want to add, man? Anything else you want to talk about? Anything else you want to discuss? Anything else you want to market and promote and tell people about?
Nah, I'm good. Y'all know, just follow your girl, Model E, on Instagram, MODEL_E_.
Yep.
Follow the Got What You Need page.
Yep.
Make sure you go to our YouTube, subscribe.
YouTube is shining.
Tell your friends, y'all, because let me tell you something. People are really, really watching us right now.
Subscriber like, count is growing.
More people, they're commenting on us. Like, people who, like, I know personally that don't be, you know, doing that type of interfering and
don't
stuff.
No YouTubing.
They interfering, okay?
Right.
So, we got a good thing going on here. So, you know, we appreciate y'all for appreciating us. So.
Thanks.
Right. Keep on with the keep on.
Keep on. Sure, I just looked at the subscriber count. It went up. It went up a little bit.
Look at that. Yeah. Every time we look at it.
Yeah, it's going up.
Yeah.
Subscriber count is fire.
And we doing this thing, just us, y'all. Like, Just what you see is what you get.
Yeah, it's an independent motion here.
Yeah.
It's an independent motion. Mm-hmm. But I don't have anything, man. Once again, I'm Tarshawn. TS is who I am, and that's what I am online. TS is who I am. So follow me there. But this is Life and Love with
Erica
and Sean here on the network that got what you need. Peace. She corny as hell.
That's right.